Recorded Books presents Home and Away by Rochelle Allers. Narrated by Patricia R. Floyd. Chapter 1. Leaning back in her chair, Harper Fleming closed her eyes as she attempted not to lose her temper. Her first impulse after meeting the paper's editor-in-chief was to tell him that he was a sanctimonious son of a bitch, and she hated his shit-eating grin as he tried to downplay the reason she'd been passed over as the sports reporter for the second time in 6 years. She knew it had to be because she was a woman. In his narrow-minded opinion, she was perfect for covering local politics and social events for the bi-weekly. He didn't have to say outright that female reporters were better suited to cover events in a ballroom rather than a men's locker room. But nonetheless, she got his message loud and clear. Harper had lost track of the number of times she had chided herself for allowing herself to be lured away from a position with another newspaper to work for the bi-weekly, because she felt obligated to support the black-owned periodical. She had given the newspaper everything she had as a journalist, and for the editor, it was never enough. Even when she had assisted the investigative reporter in uncovering the identity of the murderer of a social justice advocate, she received a measly pat on the head, as if she'd been an obedient puppy, while the editor continued to extol the brilliance of the other reporter at many of the staff meetings. Harper wouldn't have felt so disappointed if her colleague had given her some credit, because the murderer wouldn't have been apprehended without her assistance. But what followed was crickets from the egotistical coworker. This is not to say she begrudged her colleagues whenever they broke a story, but Harper was tired of attending political meetings and covering the fundraisers for candidates vying for power in a city where politics have always been muddled.
"I know you're disappointed, Harper, but
I'm not disappointed," she countered, cutting him off. "Right now, I couldn't be more pleased with myself because I'm quitting. I've already been approved for vacation, so that means you have my 2 weeks' notice. And to quote Edward R. Murrow's sign-off, good night and good luck." Pushing to her feet, Harper walked out of the office. The sound of heavy breathing from the paper's editor followed her. Harper knew she had shocked him with her resignation, but she was beyond caring or worrying if he could get anyone to replace her. That was no longer her problem. Enough was enough until it had become too much for her. What she didn't want was to come into work angry and add to the ongoing hostile workplace environment. She was aware that many on staff were disgruntled about long-awaited raises, but for Harper, it was a long-promised promotion. She'd begun cleaning out her desk several weeks ago. Somehow, she knew intuitively that she wasn't going to be promoted, and the time had come for her to leave. Not only was her career on pause, but also her love life. She'd been seeing the same man off and on for a year. The relationship was going nowhere because he claimed he didn't believe in commitment. At first, this didn't bother Harper. But now, at 33, she had come to the realization that she'd given up a year of her life making herself available for him whenever he called. Earlier that morning, she had deleted and blocked his number from her cell phone. Now that she was leaving the newspaper, he wouldn't be able to contact her there. Harper gathered her tote bag and walked out of the office for the last time, brimming with confidence. She took the elevator to the street, walking a block to her car in a nearby parking lot. Before starting up her car, she sent a text message to her father telling him she had quit her job, and she'd talk to him later. Instead of driving to her apartment,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?